everybody. It's Tapes and Scowls time.
Why in the world did all of you come back after the ending of the last episode?
Do you remember how it ended? I'll remind you. Max, could you do your best interpretation of me doing the end of the last one?
Yes. Fuck off, everybody.
Ooh, that's real good. God damn, you're good at this. Man.
Yep, I initiated it too, so I'm also guilty.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have you host a bunch of podcasts where I'm gonna call out sick.
Call out sick.
And you're just like doing a Tim
voice.
But
we won't say anything, but if you write in to
Yes, someone, if you write in, if you send us a letter.
If you can get a letter to someone who's involved in that, we will send you something back as long as you include a return address.
I've gotten mail at the comic book store, 30 North Main Street, Glassboro, New Jersey. You could do that. That's what most people do.
You've gotten mail for you?
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Hey, you're amazing, buddy. So, I want to go first this time.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
Nope.
Because there's a reason.
Sure.
If you recall last episode, there's a correlation. So, my first movie, which I watched on the 10th of January, apparently.
Okay.
Is called Hold the Dark.
Hold the Dark.
Hold the Dark. This is a Netflix original movie.
Okay.
It is from 2018.
Mm-hmm.
It is directed by Jeremy Saulnier.
Uh-oh.
Does that sound familiar to you?
It sounds like some kind of party to me.
Yes. Yes, it does. So, my wife wanted to watch this movie.
Not knowing you had watched the previous...
She watched Murder Party with me.
Holy shit.
Yeah, we've been on a tear of watching movies together.
She did marry you, so she's a glutton
she
for
knows
punishment.
She knows what she...
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, no, she probably has a head wound.
Yep.
This has Jeffrey Wright in it, Alexander Skarsgård,
oh,
and James Badge Dale.
Okay.
Now, Jeffrey Wright, red hot off of Westworld,
mm-hmm,
and it looked good from the trailer. It looked like it had... You know, a plot, it's a thriller suspense kind of thing.
Okay.
I was like, all right, yeah, we'll watch this. I had no idea it was the director of Murder Party, the movie we had just watched a night or two before and absolutely loathed.
Yep.
And I didn't know until the end. Like, I looked it up, I'm like, what asshole directed this? I said, you'll never believe it. She goes, what? I go, it's the same jerk-off that directed Murder Party.
Boy, you're going to get some hate mail. Get ready for the anthrax. From Jeremy Saulnier at the comic book store. 30 North Main Street, Glassboro, New Jersey.
Are you trying to get anthrax to me? That's weird. Now we're on a list. So I have to be clear.
Okay.
The movie isn't awful.
Okay.
Until the end.
I was going to say, it had to have taken a turn because you said that jerk off.
That jerk off.
So I figured here, it went south.
So it's 2 hours, 5 minutes. Adventure, drama, horror. After the deaths of three children suspected to be killed by wolves, writer Russell Kaur is hired by the parents of a missing 6-year-old boy to track down and locate their son in the Alaskan wilderness.
So I'm sorry, they hired a writer?
Yes. See, okay. that description is already wrong. Okay. It already sounds wrong. He is a writer.
Okay.
And that's Jeffrey Wright's character. He wrote a book on wolves. He's a wolf expert.
Okay, all right.
He will hunt a wolf if it... He loves wolves, but he will hunt down a wolf if it's
so. He's
attacked.
A wolf expert who wrote the book on wolf
yes,
hunting.
Yes, okay. Exactly.
Got it.
But the parents, it was one parent who contacted him.
Okay.
It was the mother when her son goes missing. The father, which is Alexander Skarsgård, and I think he was great. He was so good in this movie, and the other two were fine, but he was great.
Okay.
But he, in the beginning of the movie, is in Afghanistan or somewhere. He's in the military.
Okay.
So he has no idea any of this is happening. He doesn't know his son is missing. The portrayal of him, there's a great scene where he sees one of the enemy.
Okay.
I forget where they were, but some man, we'll use Afghanistan
sure.
as the example. Some soldier from Afghanistan is essentially raping a woman. And he, as the bombs are falling, it's like this really weird, crazy war scene. He goes in, he punches the guy, beats him up just enough, and he drops his knife right by her and leaves.
Nice.
And you hear her get her revenge.
Nice, that's pretty rad.
He is really, like, shell-shocked, and there's a lot of great... This whole scene was the best part of the movie.
Okay.
And then he...
How long was the scene?
I'd probably say 10 minutes.
So not nearly long enough.
No.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. It went just a little too much for me.
Okay.
But the father returns, and then he's trying to find his son as well. I don't want to go too much farther than that to spoil it if you want to see this for some reason.
I mean, I really, with bad movies, we should spoil them just so that we save people time. So don't bother. The mom's the dad. South Park.
Yeah.
Sorry.
If you enjoy Alexander Skarsgård, watch this.
As you should. Because
he is great. Awesome. He is really good in this. And everybody else, I feel like it was just written poorly. Like they just,
sure, they were trying.
It's not that their performance, like the mother, she was great.
Yeah.
But and she was so weird,
right,
and off. And the idea, like this is, I think, why it infuriates me so much. The idea was fine.
Yeah.
The idea of this was great. The ending, fuck you. Mm. All right. Never end a movie this way.
Okay.
So, IMDb gives it a 5.6 out of 10.
That's low for IMDb.
Rotten Tomatoes critics give it 71%.
He's a lot of oral sex on the critics over it.
I guess.
Rotten Tomatoes.
Audience score 31%.
Now we're getting to the core of it.
My score, 2 out of 10.
Ooh, that's lower than Murder Party, if I recall correctly.
It is lower than Murder Party.
It's also much longer than Murder Party.
Yeah. Like I said, there's good performances. It's a very cool idea, ultimately.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, hey, it's cold, there's snow, there's wolves. Like, I'm like, okay, what are we going to get with this?
Right.
But it was actually a great idea is executed really awful.
Ugh.
Really poorly. So just, if you love a Skarsgård, get in it. That's the only reason to ever watch this.
Fair enough.
Maybe just could somebody just edit his scenes? Maybe that would be great.
That'd be smart.
Oh, well. Fuck it. Tell me about something better.
Yeah, so mine also harkens back to last episode.
Ooh, I like that.
Because it's a Universal horror movie. I told you all. this one is The Creature from the Black Lagoon.
That's probably my favorite Universal monster. It's very close.
Gilman's great.
Yeah.
Came out in 1954, mm-hmm. So much later than The Invisible Man, if you recall, was 33.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, the synopsis, if somehow you're not familiar with The Creature from the Black Lagoon, what the hell's wrong with you? A strange prehistoric beast lurks in the depths of the Amazonian jungle. A group of scientists try to capture the animal and bring it back to civilization for study.
Hmm.
Pretty straightforward.
Yep.
It's directed by Jack Arnold, stars Richard Carlton, Julie Adams, Richard Denning, and Ben Chapman as Gilman.
There's a great photo of him with the head part off.
Yes.
I love that photo.
Yeah, that suit, that creature suit is just one of the all-time great creature effects, and certainly one of the great all-time creature suits.
Yes.
It's wonderful. I mean, if you haven't seen The Shape of Water, that's obviously a huge love letter to Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Big time. I like that movie.
It was very good. I liked it. Very fun. This movie's a hoot.
Is it a hoot nanny?
Not quite. It's pretty dour, you know. Mm. There's a lot of drama trying to get the creature.
It's hard to hoot nanny with and drama.
It's cool that there's a lot of talk about how you should treat the creature, what we should do with it, how important is science versus leaving something in its natural habitat. There's a lot of girl in swimsuit, which for that time was very
I can see her navel.
That's right. There's suggestive curves here. IMDb gives this a 7 out of 10, so we can see again how fickle IMDb is.
Yeah.
Rotten Tomatoes, critic score of 84%.
Okay.
And an audience score of 73%.
Hmm.
Watching it myself, I would say that I err more towards the audience score.
Okay.
I feel like there's a lot of substance that is not in this movie compared to some of the other Universal horror movies. This is one of the few that's not based on a pre-existing book.
So
I feel like there's just a lot of the meat of the story isn't there for Creature. And it is an hour and 20 minutes, so a little longer than Invisible Man was. And Jack Arnold, great director. And we'll see him. If you go back and look at his IMDb, you'll see he's done a lot of stuff. He did a lot of work before he became a director. Really good eye for cinematography, camera work, that kind of stuff. And then went on to direct great stuff. And just kind of... It's a little shaggy. It's not quite as tight, and the story's not quite as gripping as some of the others. You're mostly just watching it for the mind-blowing underwater stuff that they did, which at the time was staggering.
Nice.
And the creature suit and all that jazz. And the lady.
Oh, nice lady with your navels.
That's right. So, definitely worth a watch.
Cool. Well, I guess I'll do my next one, because that's the format. My next movie is The Founder.
Okay.
Did you watch The Founder?
I did not.
Okay. I don't know what day I watched this on.
Is this Michael Keaton?
This is Michael Keaton.
This is McDonald's?
This is McDonald's.
Okay.
1 hour, 55 minutes. It's a biography, drama, history is how they clarify it.
Mm-hmm.
The story of Ray Kroc, a salesman who turned two brothers' innovative fast food eatery McDonald's into the biggest restaurant business in the world with a combination of ambition, persistence, and ruthlessness.
Mm-hmm.
Starring Michael Keaton, Nick Offerman, and John Carroll Lynch.
Nice.
Directed by John Lee Hancock.
Yep. Also written by John Lee Hancock.
Ooh.
One of the podcasts I listened to did an interview with him.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Script Notes.
Oh, okay. There you go. Yeah. Listen to them when you're done here.
Well, if you don't listen to Script Notes and you're into movies,
what are you doing?
Yeah, seriously.
What are you doing? It's okay. We're trying to take some of my comic book people and make them cinephiles.
Is that the deal? Okay.
I don't know what we're doing.
Get on it.
All right. oh, not me. Okay.
No, you're good.
this was a great performance by Michael Keaton. Mm-hmm. I am a big fan of Michael Keaton. He rarely does me wrong.
Yep.
And assuming all the history to it is accurate, which it seems to be from everything I've seen outside of this movie,
mm-hmm.
His performance is just insane. The guy really tried to do it the right way, and like once he had resistance, he was like, well, I'm gonna do it this way.
Yeah.
And he just went for it, and he built this empire, and I don't know that I wouldn't have done it any differently.
Yeah.
But the portrayal is really good. I really liked the two brothers. I forget which actors play them. I probably said their names and I don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
They were really good. The you feel for Ray Kroc initially because he's kind of like this bumbling, failing salesman
right.
who's just driving around the country trying to get a line on something.
Yeah.
There's a great scene where he goes to tell somebody about McDonald's and they're like, weren't you trying to sell me a vacuum like 2 years ago? I never forgot you. You're wild. But it's you really, by the end of it, you're like, you're not sure. I'm sure people are divided. Like, I still like the guy. I was like, you did what you had to do. These guys weren't along for the ride and, you know, you tried to keep them in it.
If I recall correctly, during the interview with John Lee Hancock, he said the toughest time he had writing it was writing Kroc in such a way that you sympathized for him and then kind of looked the other way at him, like how'd you get so grody?
Right.
That was a tough writing.
There are
assignment.
Things that happen where you're like,
yeah.
But again, I don't know. In his shoes, would you
right.
do it any differently? So there are some things, some moral things that happen as well, and you're just kind of like, I don't know. But I love the movie. Keaton is amazing.
Yeah.
He's just been on fire for the past few years, especially.
It's like he came back reborn from the ashes.
He really did.
As Birdman.
Birdman!
Which was great as well.
Attorney at Law. I like the movie. So IMDb scored it 7.2 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes, the critics gave it 82%. The audience also gave it 82%.
Nice.
I like it when it matches up.
Yeah.
I give it a 7 out of 10.
Okay.
It's enjoyable. It feels a little long.
Sure.
I'm not going to lie. But I was entertained even though it was very long.
Nice.
You know, just dragging. There's no, like, no cars are blowing up.
Yeah.
It's just french fries and milkshakes for days.
Yeah,
so.
any of those movies where you kind of take this large swath of time and try to tell it, it's always going to feel
and
little long.
And I'm not anti-drama. I'm not anti-suspense. But it's not my go-to.
Sure.
So you got to catch, like, you needed a Michael Keaton in this role. If anybody else played him, I might not like this movie as much.
Right.
Easily.
It's fair.
So that's that.
That's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
My movie, you were the first one to break a documentary on the show, and I will be the first one to break a television movie.
Ooh, I do one later. I'm excited.
Okay, my television movie is 1979's Salem's Lot,
mm-hmm.
based on the book by Stephen King.
Yeah.
A novelist and a young horror fan attempt to save a small New England town that has been invaded by vampires.
Yep.
And by invaded, they mean there's one of them.
He's real good at it.
I mean, in all fairness, one small town in Maine versus one vampire is probably a legit fight.
Sure.
This movie was directed by Tobe Hooper, of course, of Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Poltergeist. You know who Tobe Hooper is? What the f? It is 3 hours and 7 minutes long.
Whoa.
Because it was a multi, it was multi-nights.
King would do that. King would do, I remember watching these things on TV and it would be an event. Yeah. Like, it's like, the Langoliers is coming on. Yes. It's going to be all week long.
Let's not talk about the Langoliers.
That's how I felt after watching all those days.
Oh my God. Yeah, The Stand. Was one of the most famous.
The Stand.
I love The Stand.
I love The Stand. I actually have that on DVD.
That's
somewhere.
So good. And for scores, 6.8 out of 10 on the IMDb's, 88% from the critics on Rotten Tomatoes, okay. 64% from the lukewarm warm audience on this one. My score, 7 out of 10. So it's good. It is long.
Sure.
But you're developing a like a whole bunch of characters in this small town. James Mason's in it as the character who is starting an antique shop and is in cahoots with the vampire, which is really cool. Fred Willard is in this as well.
Nice.
As the real estate agent in town, and he is as sleazy as it gets.
Nice.
There's an excellent scene with him. He's in an affair with his secretary, and there's an awesome scene where her husband catches him.
Okay.
In the act, and here there's a standoff with a shotgun, and Fred Willard is in his boxer shorts.
Nice.
It is awesome. The movie's really good. The effects are great. It's really tense, and there's some cool stuff they did. One of the things they do is when one of the townspeople gets caught, turned into a vampire, they come to another person they know's window, and they float outside the window and scratch at the window, and it's really a haunting image.
That's
and
cool.
A really cool set of optical effects that they did, because they're all real optical effects. They weren't like digitally just, we're going to hang them up. They hung them up with wires. They did some reverse photography.
Nice.
They did a bunch of little gimmicks to make them look really crazy.
So did this debut as 3 1-hour...
It was a two-parter.
It was a two-parter?
It was a two-parter, yeah.
Do you feel they broke it up correctly?
Yeah, it's fine. It doesn't feel too jarring at all when they do the swap, and it's pretty neat.
Nice.
Yeah. It's also got Mrs. McLean in it.
Ooh.
From Die Hards.
All the Die Hards.
Die Hard 1 and 2, at least.
Oh, the ones that matter.
Yeah.
Oh, the third one's okay.
I like the third one. No, that's with a vengeance. No, the third one's great. Third one's better than the second one.
Yes, although I still enjoy the second one.
I do. I like the second one. The fourth one's even okay.
I don't remember.
That's one with Justin Long.
Yeah.
Good old Justin Long, red hot off Tusk.
Yeah, no.
That's not the timeline at all.
No.
But yeah, don't hate the fourth one. And then they unfortunately made more.
Yeah. I tried watching one of the newer ones. I was like, ooh, why?
Yeah, no bueno.
Yes, where Michael Keaton had a resurgence, I feel like Bruce Willis has had a downward shift.
Yeah, he should probably do other stuff.
Yeah.
Work at Roman Pantry.
Ooh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Get on it, Bruce.
Yeah, seriously, make a cheesesteak for once.
Yeah, I bet you make a mean one. Yeah. You really put your mind to it.